With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show.
What?
It is time for
the Falcons Report.
Whoa!
Guns it. Caught. Touchdown Atlanta in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown.
You shall not.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Make it count. Jack Daniels. Please drink responsibly. And sponsored by MD Anderson Cancer Center on Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, we are live at Flowery Branch where we are about to sit down and have a deep conversation with the head coach of our Atlanta Falcons. And he's smiling because he knows that's probably not going to happen. Arthur Smith!
It may be deep for y'all, but it's not going to be deep for me.
We're going to go 60 minutes Roy Firestone on Arthur Smith right now.
Arthur, I really want to know how you feel. Sure. We will get into a variety of things. First of all, man, how are you? Yeah. You look good. We saw you draft day. We were here. Oh, actually, the day after.
Right. Yeah.
Bijan was here, and you had a big smile on your face, and you were like, yeah, I'm assuming you feel and felt really good as that thing played out. But that's the last time we saw you. Thank you so much for giving us the hour and hanging out with us here again on Dukes and Bell. But how are you doing? How are things?
I'm doing great. No, it's obviously everybody's super optimistic this time of year. It's kind of comical when you see some of these headlines going around. But I feel great. You know, we've got a good group out here. This is a fun group to work with, and we're excited. I mean, we're that optimism here is real,
right?
Because we've been building this. This team and some of the additions we've got in this group right here, it's going to be a fun season.
Yeah, as season ticket holders and fans, we just got a ring. I know it's just shells and helmets, but the team just looks – you got some studs. It looks like you're really added. The first couple of years, you were kind of limited by the cap and what you could do with the roster. It just seems like this team's got a lot of size, a lot of potential physicality.
Absolutely. I mean, we've got a lot of unique personnel packages we can throw at you, you know, offensively and defensively. Right. We feel good about the depth in a lot of spots. And yeah, like I said, it's going to be fun. I mean, we've got a lot of guys that with different skill sets, and we can deploy different personnel groups, and we can get into empty with big personnel groups. And and it's not that you've got a bunch of slow people out there and you're just doing it because you think that's, you know, in vogue or whatever. I mean, it's a problem. We can, you know, should have some good matchups, and we've got guys that can catch and run. We got guys that can get the ball out of the backfield, or they can also split out and are legitimate route runners. So offensively, that's fun. And then you look at defensively, we can a lot of depth up front. We can get a lot of different personnel packages. We got guys that, you know, with Troy and Caden, you know, guys that can pressure the quarterback, but guys that can legitimately run and cover. And then on the back end, feel pretty good about our depth as well.
Is this the new NFL? I've heard a lot this offseason about how you have described what you want to attempt to do with this football.
Right.
We had Drake come in here earlier, and he was talking about this. And, you know, I'm assuming that guys are hearing this because the first thing I think about when I hear positionless football is positionless basketball, where everybody on the floor can handle the ball, shoot, rebound, lead the break. And I'm thinking, can you explain how you view this when you have all these chess pieces on the table? Am I seeing or hearing this correctly?
Well, I think you're seeing a natural evolution. I think you're seeing it in a lot of sports. I mean, I'm watching the NBA Finals, and you see Jokic, like, bring the ball up.
Right.
You know, and you're seeing a lot of young kids. I mean, look at the state of Georgia. I mean, look, this is a football-crazy place. The amount of talent that gets recruited out of here, and it seeps down to the youth level and the coaching here and the development. And sometimes I think people go overboard with the year round, but that's a subject for a different day. We can go on that rant if you want me to filibuster there. But in all seriousness, you know, when kids are playing basketball year round, they're playing in these 7-on-7s, they're more skilled. So the talent level coming into the league, I think, is a little bit different. I mean, you go back and you look at a mid-90s, you know, football game, a guy got played at running back and he was in the eye. You know, on third down, you go back and look at these things. These guys are taking, you know, under center drops on 3rd and 8, and they're in the I formation, or, you know, our strong formation, offset back, two back, stuff like that. And those guys, you know, they just played running back. Maybe they're a little bit in the screen game. Well, you get these 7-on-7 leads. You look at a guy like Bijan, and he did some of it at Texas, but that was a talented group. I mean, he obviously won the Duke Walker, but you go back to, you know, some of his high school 7-on-7 and playing in the slot. So this isn't super foreign for him. And there's a lot of players like Bijan coming in, and you've seen it, and certainly we've done it with Cordell Patterson.
Right.
And then you see the Niners kind of do it with Debo after that. And then when you really go back, we did a lot of it with Janu in Tennessee. You know, some of it, not a ton, but enough where crack toss play he had against Houston and some of the stuff we did in the red zone, him coming out of backfield and the way we deployed him a little bit different. I mean, A.J. Brown, if we had asked A.J. to go play running back, I'm confident he could have done it in the way he can catch and run. And he was also a great baseball player. So I think you're seeing guys that are more skilled. Now, you could say, hey, fundamentally, maybe guys aren't as developed as they used to be position-specific, but that's what I think you're seeing the trends in sports.
Okay.
I'm not saying I'm 100% right. I'm just giving you my theory.
Right.
It is Arthur Smith with us, guys. We're going to have for an hour, man, so we got all sorts of areas we can cover, but we just had Jake Matthews in earlier. We replayed it for the audience. The offensive line, I know you got to plug in your left guard. There's a competition there, but it just seems like you established your personality on this team. We're going to run the football. We're going to be a physical team, and it just seems like this year all the things you want to do is based on an offensive line that's maybe the best it's been since you've been here.
Yeah, those guys have done a great job. The growth and the you know, that's a consistency, and that's why, you know, I think – you go back and, you know, go back and look at the history, and there's one thing, going back and listening to Jimmy Johnson, some of the stuff I've read about him, and he talks about how important that O-line coach is and the development in that position. And I think Dwayne Ledford's done a terrific job. And these guys and the way their habits, like, that's a tough room to step into.
Right.
So when, you know, Matt Bergeron or Javon Gwynn come in there, and we like the makeup of them, you know, hey, these guys are off and running. Like, we got our development plans for them, but you better catch up. And feel really good about the culture in that room, those guys, and Jake and Chris, you know, their leadership in their own way. So we got to continue to improve, and that's the thing in the NFL, you got to improve every year. And it's not just like, hey, run the ball. We're going to be physical in the protection as well. You can be a pass protector, you can be a physical. We want to be physical in everything we do. So it's not just, hey, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. We're trying to get explosives. We're trying to change the launch points, all that stuff.
Let's talk about Desmond Ridder, Coach, because I know you're tired of talking about Desmond Ridder because it's all anybody's talked about this offseason. But it is a big deal, right? I mean, it is the next step. And I think people want to know, specifically Falcon fans, how are we developing him? How are you going about that process of making Des better from year one to year two? We know we only saw 4 starts. But my guess is, and I've said this to our audience, you probably have a much better feel than anybody else in seeing him every day behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going about developing him?
Well, there's a lot of things that go into it, and I'm not going to get into every single nuance, but some of it's just, you know, practical. You know, Des is a guy coming into this league that's had a lot of starts. It's the hardest thing when you're developing quarterback is getting real game reps. And there's been people who've tried, you know, there was the virtual reality trend that went belly up like 8 or 9 years ago. I believe it was out of Stanford, and some teams have bought in, and then you go back and look at the teams that bought in, they usually had a somebody was invested in it, was trying to push it, and that didn't really work. But, you know, and people have tried, and you know, how do you develop quarterbacks when there's only so many reps you can get? There's only so many game reps. Well, Des has got a lot of game reps, right, coming into the league, which helps. Now, the NFL is a little bit different in the way we brought him on last year, so he's got 4 starts on him. And it's just your philosophy. You know, this time of year, like, we're trying to push Desmond. You know, with different looks and different things we're challenging on the field to apply it. And then really in the classroom, he's got to take another step. But I think when you step in this role and you got to let him lead in his own way, you know, I think sometimes too many coaches, they've had success from another place and they come in there and they want you to act like this player. And that becomes fraudulent. And guys see right through that. Des got his own style and he's a real, real dude. And so there's a lot of things that Dave Ragone, myself, we try to make things hard for them out here, best we can, in this kind of controlled environment of what I call a passing camp, right, and get them to push the limits, because you got to make those throws in practice. Or, you know, you can card them up on a Friday, get in a game plan, and, you know, make them feel good, and all of a sudden that's not real. And we got to try that stuff now. So we're constantly pushing Dez, and very excited about how he's coming along and the way he's working. So
when we talk about Dez, because, you know, we're big fans of him, but again, we've got to see more of it. You've seen him. You're close to it. Does the college experience have any bearing on the pro experience? When you look at, you drafted him for a reason, because he had so many starts and he had so many big games with Cincinnati. Did it have any bearing on why you picked him or why you believe in him?
Yeah, well, you've got a larger sample size. You know, there's always exceptions. I mean, you can play the what about game all day, but, right, you know, there's an old Bill Parcells things about having a certain number of starts. It goes back to what I was just talking about. Like, you can't simulate those reps. And a lot of times it's in the pocket. And the pockets aren't as – that's the one thing, too, in the college game, and this isn't a shot at anything. Like, some of those guys have 5-6 Mississippi to throw the freaking football, right? Yeah. And it's like, well, what happened? It's like, well, you know what? Their 13-0 line is probably better than your first defense, and they're just sitting back there. You know, that did feel like 7-on-7. And so that pocket can collapse in the NFL so fast. And guys that aren't used to having – you know, bodies at their feet, you know, having to move in the pocket, and they don't have all those reps over and over. I mean, it's fast, and it's still, you know, there is a transition, no matter if you played in a dirty pocket or not, but those reps matter. You got a longer sample size. You're more confident in what you're getting.
Coach, and Coach is going to be here with us for an hour, guys. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're live at Flowery Branch. OTA is going on today. Unfortunate news about Avery, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard you say, you know, we've got a couple of options and whatnot in the return game specifically. And if you're just joining us, Avery torn ACL. I guess it happened Friday, and he's having surgery this week. But I know you addressed it earlier today, and I just want to get your thoughts on, you know, the depth. Mike and I continue to talk about the depth. Adding depth to this team has been a big deal, and I think we've got more than we've had since you've been here. But talk about the injury, and then on top of that, you know, where are you at with the how you stack this team up and you and Terry Fontenot, how you've gone about building this?
Well, you know, with Avery, I mean, there was going to be competition. Obviously, Avery did a nice job, played a lot of multiple spots for us, you know, filled in on offense in different spots. The year before, he did it in defense. And he had a good year on the punt returns. And so it's unfortunate. But
we're talking about Avery Williams, guys, by the way. Go ahead.
And so – with Avery, you know, you talk about the depth. There's other guys that can return punts that have done it. You know, Mike Hughes is a guy that's new to the program. Mike's got a history done in this league, you know, pretty successful in college. There's guys, Penny Hart did it at Georgia State. There'll be good competition. There's going to be competition for Avery, too. And we got a lot of confidence in Avery. And he'll be back and confidence, you know, he'll take this obstacle and come back better. It's an unfortunate situation. But that's just a microcosm of where we feel the depth is and in a lot of spots. I mean, you need everybody. I mean, you're going to play a long season, and if you don't develop that depth, everybody we have in our program, whether that's the 90th person or, you know, the highest paid person, we're gonna have a plan. We're going to coach as hard as we can, and because you need all those guys. I mean, there's too many times people think, oh, yeah, this guy's not going to be here, but reality is, I mean, you've got 53, you've got 16 practice squad. You're going to be relying on those guys at some point, and it may be a critical game in November and December. So we're big in the development, and our guys believe in it, and we've showed. We'll play a guy that's a college free agent over a guy that's a draft pick if they're not ready. Best guys are going to play.
Right.
It is Arthur Smith with us, guys. And, you know, the imagination, we talked about this at length a couple seasons. Cordero Patterson is a guy that, you know, I mean, he's got to, you know, be excited because you found a niche for him that wasn't discovered in other spots in his NFL career, turned into a dynamic weapon. Now we talk about, you know, Tyler Allgeier, 1,000-yard rusher. You're bringing, we're going to get into the Bijan, how you guys selected. We'll get into that a little bit later this hour. But it just seems like you've got a lot of weapons. It seems like if you're a mad, all coaches, you're a mad scientist, you've got a lot of weapons, you got more stuff to play with this year than you ever had in your NFL career as a coach.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you get caught up in the moment or recency bias, but I feel pretty damn good about where we're at. And we'll have some fun personally. We're expecting big things from CP.
Right.
You know, so people forget about Cordero Patterson. You know, people, you know, get caught in the recency bias of, you know, Tyler and you know, obviously you draft Bijan, but they're all different players.
Right.
And CP played a lot of roles for us in 21. And just out of necessity last year, I told you this many times, he had to carry the load for us early.
He did. Coach, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk with Coach Arthur Smith, guys here live at Flowery Branch. Find out what he learned last year, because every year you learn something. And then we're going to talk about more about this defensive side of the football, because they spent money on that side, and we got a new DC. So we're going to get into that when we come back here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Radio 92.9 The Game Sports Flash. Brought to you by Bader Scott Accident Attorneys. After an accident, don't wait. Dial 8. Call 404-888-8888.
I'm Joe Patrick. Major breaking news in the world of soccer in the United States today, as Lionel Messi and MLS have both confirmed that this global superstar will be heading to MLS, where he's set to sign with Inter Miami this summer. Former Atlanta United manager and fellow Argentine Tata Martino is also reported to be joining him, though that is not confirmed nearly to the extent that Messi's arrival is. Meanwhile, Atlanta United travels across the country as they seek to get back to winning ways with a mostly healthy squad against LAFC tonight. Pre-game coverage with Mike Conti and Jason Longshore starts right here on 92.9 The Game at 10 p.m. In the NBA, there is a critical Game 3 of the NBA Finals tonight, where the winner will take the upper hand in the series between the Nuggets and Heat. Miami guard Tyler Hero remains out tonight, but could return from his broken hand during the series at some point. Tip-off in South Beach is set for 8:30 tonight. In baseball, the Braves and Mets play the second of a three-game set tonight at Truist Park. Charlie Morton gets the ball for the Braves against Max Scherzer. The Braves extended their NL East lead over the Mets with a 6-4 win last night. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports when it happens, I'm Joe Patrick from the Kia Studios on your home of tonight's Atlanta United game against LAFC. Kickoff at 10:30, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Oh, it's all about our Falcons, guys. Arthur Smith sitting down with us here. Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as we are live at Flowery Branch. Today was OTAs, another practice. And that, you know, you're trying to install stuff and make sure guys know where they're going. Coach, I've said OTAs are important. I've had this argument with former players, current players, and everybody has their opinion about it. And I'm always like, well, if it doesn't matter, let's get rid of it.
Why are they doing it?
You know, and then everybody's like, well, no, it does matter. The teaching aspect, right, of OTAs absolutely matters.
Absolutely. Again, like, it's voluntary for a reason. And there's some veterans that have their own programs, right? And that they should, you know, their expectations, they'll be ready to roll when training camp starts. But for some of these young guys or guys that want to come in here and leave locally, like, of course we want to coach everybody, but I've never had an issue when somebody doesn't want to be here voluntarily, because I keep saying you're going to make this team in August. And everybody's at different parts of their life or their career, but for these young, I mean, that's, you want guys that have a chance to develop them. And a perfect example, like when you get these young rookies, if we didn't have this time, there's a lot of strides that a lot of our young guys have made. And just take Bijan, for example, as he's getting more comfortable in a lot of the different roles we're asking him. Well, if we didn't have this time, and now you're almost to week one if it started in training camp, and some things in new playbook, things that are unfamiliar. I know there's always examples of people like, what about the COVID year? What about, right, lockout year, right, 11? Yeah. But overall, like, anytime you can train to do the job that you're getting paid to do, the better off we are. And they get familiar with the language and the techniques and all that stuff. And those guys have made a ton of strides. But if you don't have that time, now you're doing that and there's a little bit different expectation. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so, that you know, they'll be further along when they get back here at the end of July.
We talked to Drake, and it's funny because in some college plays, we joked around about the playbook. It's all pictures and imagery, and it's, you know, it's hand signals, and yours is a professional offense. There's a lot to get in. Let's talk about Bijan, because we had Bijan in person after the draft. Impressive dude. Carl got to watch him each week in Texas.
Hook him.
So will you take us behind the curtain. When were you locked in? When were you and Terry? How did the decision come? Did you want him? Were you earmarking him for like before, like months out?
Well, no,
when did your love affair with Bijan begin?
Well, I'll take the, you know, our three first-round picks since I've been here. Right. Kyle, Drake, and Bijan. Obviously, your one's a little bit different. We were coming out of some of the COVID restrictions, so a little bit different. But when you get involved as a coach, the season ends, right? The scouts have done all this work, and they've had some of their meetings, and you're getting these lists. And, you know, the board's not set yet, but you're getting – it's been funneled down to you, so you're diving in. Full steam. And so you're looking at the guys that we think we've got top 10 grades on, whatever you're looking at. And then you start kind of, as you get closer, all right, what's realistic? Who's really going to be there at 8? And you try to game all that stuff out. So you better be ready to pick. You're screwed if you only like one person. Because we know, like, it's like Murphy's Law. Like, right. you're wishing it open. And that's what I always joke. I've been making a joke with Bassity. I said, I want to see the live. Everybody's got these movies now they make at the draft room. Right. Somebody's going to look at it. They went back in there and redid a couple scenes. Because it's just not even, like, that's not, there's no way. Like, you know,
the
it's
reaction.
Just not.
The reaction.
Oh, it's so, some of it's so fake. But I'd love to see, you know, it's like, okay, that took you 4 weeks to edit that one, bud. But so the practical reality is when you're picking at 8, you better have a pot of, right, guys. There's always going to be something unexpected. There's a lot of great players. It's got to be the right fit for you. You got to have a plan. So as we get closer, okay, we feel pretty confident. We stay at 8. These 4 or 5 guys, you know, 3 of them will at least be there, or should, you know, based on, you know, intelligence. There's a lot of guessing. There's so much BS out there. So, okay, all right. And I look at it as a coach, like, we feel good about it. We've gone through all the meetings. We've gone on the road. We've done all this stuff. So here's our pot of guys. And then my mind goes, okay, we get these guys on our program. What's the best way to, you know, lead them to success, you know, have the environment, like, how are we going to use them? What's the plan? And you started, so I started making cut-ups, and we started meeting as a coaches. All right, if we have player A, here's the plan for him. Player B, player C. So, you know, the way it worked out, you know, with Bijan being there and in the way the draft fell, like, we were excited because once we made that pick, we knew exactly, here's the plan. Here's the plan short-term. Here's how we see it playing out. And, you know, with Bijan, was one of those guys. And a lot of guys, they get into this now for different reasons. They don't want to work out. And I like guys that want to be there, guys that maybe I'm messed up. I like guys that actually want to work. So we go down there, and we go to dinner. You know, I've never really been to Austin, Texas. Like,
great spot.
What a great city. I've been a lot of other places in Texas. One of those places I always wanted to, you know, visit, whatever. So I go down to Austin, and we go to dinner, and I'm like, God, I don't know who's more popular, Matthew McConaughey or him. It's like you're, when you're at dinner, you know, and he handled it well, you know. I mean, if I handled it better, I would have at his age. If I was sitting in Chapel Hill and everybody's like, you know, parading, and they weren't really doing it at the O-line there, yeah, back then in those days, Chapel Hill. But, and there's a real, he's his own guy, you know, he's humble, but he handled all that success well. And then, you know, the next day we meet with him, worked him out. It was awesome. And we did that with a couple other guys, but that certainly helped.
Yeah, he talked about it, I think, a little bit with us. But I think I asked him about what you took him through. And he was like, dude, he was like taking me through all these things. And I guess you wanted to see what you were getting. But he was like, it was pretty cool that a coach came in and did it. And I don't know if you were the only one that did that, but he kind of – he was like, I really thought that was interesting that Arthur Smith came in and wanted me to do all these different things, and you wanted to see what he looked like and these different patterns and things that he was running.
Absolutely.
So it all played out, and we love the pick. I know there are a lot of people, you know, that's the one thing I give you guys credit for. Arthur Smith, our guest, guys, coach of our Atlanta Falcons, you didn't let the narrative from the outside creep in. There was you know this. There was just so much, I can't believe they're going to draft him. And you're like, give me the best player, right? I don't care about all that other stuff on the outside.
Yeah, I mean, because, again, it's got to be the right, like, chemistry and fit matter. And what's so painfully obvious sometimes is the way they haven't expanded since they added the Houston Texans, right? There's
no.
32 teams. And you guys have been in this industry for a long time. And it's awesome because it's why the NFL is so popular. It doesn't bother me, but there's 100x more people that cover this. Even, you know, the smallest blogs and the smallest, and this isn't a shot at anybody. I'm just saying that it's awesome because you love people that care about the game. So this is not – I'm not making some sarcastic remark. But there's so much competition for airtime or clicks
content.
Or whatever.
Yeah,
yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
And in football, so unique. And I'm a fan when I watch basketball. I'm a fan when I watch the Braves or, you know, I'm watching lacrosse or whatever I'm watching. And you may have some background and we love it and you're kind of trying to educate yourself. But at the end of the day, like, I'm not in those meetings, and I don't game plan for those things. You don't know the intricacies of an inbounds play. You know, I try to read sometimes. I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense. But football, there's so many variables, and there's so many schemes. And so when you get down to it, it's like the fit and the chemistry. And then what's painfully obvious, some of these guys have been around the game a long time. Somebody told them something and educated them 30 years ago, and they're going to die on that hill. It's like, hey, man, a lot of things have changed in 30 years. There's other people than that first person who told you how the draft worked or how offense, you know, was supposed to be coached, because there's a lot of big egos in this business. You know, yeah, they may have had success in that period of time, but there's also other team here that did a completely opposite that had success too. And so it's what's best for you and your team and your philosophy and you're adapting. So, like, sometimes you fight that, and it actually makes me laugh, because just go back and look at the history of the drafts. So – you know, if you follow conventional wisdom all the time and you don't take any risk, like, I mean, there's a graveyard when you look at these drafts.
Oh, yeah.
For a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
But so, like, the arrogance that get up there, and some of it, too. I mean, it's especially some of the, you know, the blowhard TV things.
Say it with conviction.
Well, I'm just saying, like, they get up there and it's like, that's not how you do. It's like, dude, what do you really know?
Yeah.
When have you ever built a team? And tell me how that worked in the locker room when, you know, you just – you know, adding like it's fantasy football or something like that, and like it doesn't even make sense. Like even how you're spending,
it's a surface narrative.
Sure, but I mean, like, how does that fit? And like the salary cap's probably more confusing than the tax code.
Oh,
for us, for everybody else.
Sure, because you realize there's all these little exemptions, and you've got a good knowledge of. But that's what you better have the right people working in your salary cap department.
Yeah, it's Arthur Smith, guys. Yeah, which we're breaking down. And part of the reason we felt. You could go offense, regardless, best athlete available. You already talked about why you targeted him and what he can do, a myriad of opportunities offensively, is we felt a ton of needs defensively. Mm-hmm. You shored up your offensive line. You kept Lindstrom. You got McGarry at a great rate. You brought in depth you've never had on both sides of the line in the trenches. Not to mention you got the best secondary we've had in this team in years. And we brought in tons of pass rush. How excited are you, and what's your relationship with Ryan Nielsen, and what do you think this is going to look like defensively?
Yeah, I was obviously really excited about Ryan and a lot of the guys we added on the staff. And, you know, we love what Dean did and for us here. And Dean knew that when he took the job. Here's what the reality is. We're not going to be able to spend for a couple of years. We're going to make the most. We're going to coach and do everything we can to win games and do things the right way. And then when it opened up this year, you know, Dean retired. And it gave me some time to really kind of assess, use it to interview a lot of people, and then also get their thoughts about where we're at roster-wise, what their opinion. You know, sometimes you get so ingrained in your own thing, it's good to take a step back. Okay, how did y'all really see this? So that was really refreshing. And then you kind of go look at the trends and, okay, what do we got to defend? And, you know, especially look at the division, what's trending offensively, and, okay, how did you guys defend this? How do you develop this? How do you implement a staff? How do you do the game plans? Like, it was a long, long process. And we had some fantastic coaches in here. But it goes back to, you know, Ryan's history on developing players and developing that front. And that was the biggest thing for me, is how do we fix the front? Mm. And I didn't think there was a better guy to do that part. And then when you could add Jerry Gray on top of that, a guy who's a veteran, I've worked with Jerry before, but Jerry's evolved. And a lot of the knowledge Jerry brings and the way we want to tweak things coverage-wise. And so it worked out the way it should have. And we couldn't be more excited that Ryan's here, and Jerry and Dave Huxtable and those guys.
All right, we're coming back. And I will ask Coach about what he learned. We're going to talk about leadership as well here, as we're sitting down with Arthur Smith, head coach of our Atlanta Falcons. Guys, Dukes and Bell live at Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The This hour is brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Flowery Branch. Got to say this, if you're just hearing Coach, maybe it's the first time you've heard him in a long form, because you hear these sound bites, you know, during the weeks and when the season's on. I tell you guys, he's one of the most competitive people on the planet. And I hope you're not hearing him and going, man, Coach is just, you know, in chill mode. It's OTAs. We're not to the season yet. But he's all about winning and competing. And all you need to know is he's going to do everything he can to make sure we have a winner here with our Atlanta Falcons. Coach, I want to ask you about leadership. I know you prioritize it. I know you've been around a lot of great coaches in your career already. But I want to know where you're at with this particular group so far. I know we still have a lot to learn about this group. But where is the leadership coming from, and how do you prioritize it? Having a second-year quarterback here, where a lot for many years it was the quarterback that everybody looked to with Matt Ryan. That situation has changed, and you've got a lot of new faces now.
Yeah, I'll take you back to a year ago, you know, and when obviously, you know, we made the move with Matt Ryan, and loved working with Matt. But right, he had been, you know, the quarterback, and Matt had earned that spot, and obviously the compensation would say, hey, look, you know, that's the guy that should be your guy if you're going to invest in him that way. But there were some other guys like with Grady, and I kind of talked to Grady and said, hey, Grady, it's your team now, bud, because I believe in what Grady Jarrett's about. And it was funny, one time after a game, Grady was talking to Mr. Blank at me. He said, it's the first time, the most I've heard Grady talk. And I said, yeah, I'm trying to empower him because I believe in what he's about. You go back to look at him coming out of high school. I mean, Grady's everything that I believe in, and guy that people continue to count out. And Dabo Swinney told me this, and, you know, Dabo says a lot of things, but I appreciated what Dabo told me about Grady. He said, if I was going to start a program, I'd start with Grady Jarrett. Mm. Because I was a guy, and, you know, I knew guys, Robbie Caldwell, who recruited me in North Carolina, was at Clemson. He's now in the off-the-field role, and those guys. And so I trusted what they said. And you go to the story, right? He comes over there out without an offer to camp. Grady walks in there. He's not gonna be the scout stream, 6'5", 320 or whatever, yeah. You know, 34 and a half inch or whatever you want to call it. But Grady's got something you can't teach, and that's that kind of that inner fire, that inner drive, and that kind of I don't give a damn.
Right.
I don't know. I don't get bleeped out on your show, but same thing, right? Goes to Clemson, whips everybody's rear end, I guess, and comes out in draft, gets picked apart, gets taken in the fifth round. Not many people in Grady's draft class. You're going to go back and history draft. Look at that draft. So who's still playing this league? There's not a ton of guys, and so when you got guys like that, when your best players or your best workers or Chris Lindstrom, you know, it's my job to set the right climate. And I'll live and die by this. The institutions get the behaviors you reward. When you reward the right guys, and those are your guys, that breeds that right culture. You know, everybody wants to use these corporate buzzwords and jargons, but that's what it is. And it's guys like Grady. It's guys like Chris. It's guys like Jake. You know, Jake Matthews is – I worked with Jake's dad. I worked with Bruce for a couple years in Tennessee. You know, Jake doesn't get enough credit because Jake's just quiet. You rely on him, but Jake's like that old pickup truck.
Starts every time. Yeah,
he's gonna be reliable. He's gonna do his job and do it well. And so, when you got guys like that, and you know, just look at the compensation. Like, that's the part of the pro sports. I feel like we've rewarded the right guys.
We had a Jonnu Smith on after he got signed as a free agent. And as Art, again, we're live here, guys, with Coach Art here at Flowery Branch. And he was just literally like Christmas came early. He was so excited, you know, because he had his best year as a pro with you in Nashville. But, you know, here's a guy that when you think about some of the combinations, and I know you kind of gave some of the folks a little bit of a look behind the curtain earlier, but the matchups personnel-wise where you could have Kyle Pitts on the field with Drake London and a Jonnu Smith and a Bijan Robinson, and good luck defending that. So, I mean, it just seems to me like you got guys that are buying in. But, I mean – like John, why did you bring him back? Because you saw the things he did for you, and you feel he's a perfect fit in what you want to do this year: pass blocking, pass receiving, a little bit of run blocking, pass receiving, everything.
Yeah, I mean, John is, you know, our kind of guy. He's an old. You talk about a hard-nosed worker, a guy that's got a lot of perseverance, and that goes back to when I was in Tennessee when we drafted him, and I went out and I was coaching tight ends, and I worked at all these different tight ends that year, and we knew we were going to take one. We ended up taking John in the third round. It was the year that tight ends flew off the board, the O.J. Howard, the Evan Ingram, Adam Shaheen, Jared Everett, all those guys. But you know, one thing I noticed about John, you know, he was at a small program and one offer. He was at FIU, he was at the Senior Bowl. I went down and worked him out and he would have met for 10 hours. I promise you. Like, he was going to, until his eyes bled out, he was going to, until he got it. And so, like, you know, there's always things that you take rookies, they got to work on. But, you know, I was confident that he was eventually going to get it. And then we changed, you know, it was Mike Mularkey's last year. And then the next year we changed it. And both John and I were still there. And Matt LaFleur comes in there and we changed again. So it was like, he had like two rookie years. And I used to joke, because this time of year, as you guys know, is not as intense as the season. My wife's like, why are you getting home so late? I'm like, I've got Johnny, he wants to meet, and he's not going to leave, and I'm going to do my job, because I'm trying to be the best tight end coach right. I can be in the league, and whatever, you know, the job they hired me to do, and this guy won't leave. He'd come in early, you know, and I'd have his coffee machine, I had coffee, and FaceTime my son before he goes to school, and there was Johnny. And so, and the growth and development he had, and he had big year 19 and 20, and then he went up to New England, and he's a much different player now, and you know, it's funny seeing him as an older guy in this league, and he's improved a lot. And the growth he had in New England, it didn't necessarily go the way he wanted. But when you get an opportunity to add guys like that, it can help us win and can do a lot of different roles for you. Like, absolutely. Keep bringing in Teltero time. We'll keep bringing in guys like that.
Coach Art, what did you learn last year? Year one, you told us, you know, you learned a few things. Now, sure. Year two, we win 7 games both years. I've said this about you, and, you know, I'm saying it publicly. I'll say it to you while you're sitting here. I've always said, wait until he gets some talent, right? Wait until our roster gets better, because if he's doing this with this,
right,
I want to see what he does as the roster gets better. But last year, was it tough for you? Because we were in it. We had some games where we were close, and weren't able to pull them out. Where were you at as far as your development as a head coach and your learning process?
Oh, there's stuff you learn all the time, and that's why you need mentors, and why I try to study not only other, you know, football coaches or historical coaches or programs, how they've done it, but in, you know, real leaders in other industries. And you try to learn from, say, you're going to make mistakes, and, you know, I'm thankful in an organization that's run by a guy that knows how to run a business. He's actually done it, not one of these, you know, masters of universe, you know, finance guys that doesn't really deal with people. And so that's why I appreciate Arthur Blank and the leadership team we have here, and gets it, right? And so and you need mentors, and you've got a plan, and you're trying to build it, and we are super competitive, and our team in 21 was completely different last year. We were much younger, and we tried to adapt to what we thought the strengths were, and it was a lot of fun. Some of the stuff, the creativity we had as a staff coming up with some of the zone read runs. And,
trying to figure it out.
Oh, right. Gosh, you know, and we – sharpen, that's what you're supposed to do. And then I thought the whole line and the confidence started to build. Obviously, we didn't want to win that damn division. And, you know, you look back at it, and not that we would have celebrated if we had won the division with 8 wins, but it would have been nice to play more and be in the playoffs. But we didn't get it done, and you go back, and the NFL's full of that.
Right.
The ball bounced a funny way against the Chargers. The ball gets tipped against Washington. I mean, you go back to the Saints thing. I mean, it's just, you know, we felt we closed the gap, and we did it with a lot of guys. And I tell these guys coming from college all the time, the talent disparities sometimes, these guys aren't in a lot of close games. Well, the NFL is going to – you're going to be right. – every game is going to be a grind. And the more you can get in those pressure situations as you try to simulate that competition and practice and you get in the real, that's going to add up. And we got to take another step. We know that. But every year, you know, there's going to be challenges. And you better learn and evolve and grow and believe I have, and that's another reason I'm really excited going in this year.
And it's something we said on the air, and we don't want to make sure we get it right, because it's one of those things we kind of hang our hats on when we talked about last season. It was, you were in that race. You know, the division was alive, and it was a combination of, you know, look, as a pro coach, Marcus has got more experience. He's going to give you a better opportunity to win. And then finally you made the decision to go with Ritter. And I know you've addressed this with us last year, but for guys who didn't hear it, he was working the whole time, and finally the light was on, and you say, now it's go time for Ritter? Because that was a tough game to put him in New Orleans on the road.
Sure, there was a lot of things, you know, and I always said, I mean, he was the backup. He was one play away from the first snap of the season. Now, we would have had to adapt a little bit more. By the time he started, there was nothing I felt that we had to hold back. And that's part of our job. So if we had to play a rookie quarterback week one, we would have done that. We would have adapted.
Right.
You know, if we had to go on with a wristband, we had to limit certain things and this and that. But we felt Marcus did give us the best chance early on. And it was, in fairness to him, we can bring Desmond around. But I would always, if you put a rookie quarterback out there early and it goes south, that may ruin his career. You know, he gets sacked a bunch. He's holding on the football and struggling to call a play. And we would have figured it out with Dez. It wouldn't have been the same. you know, things happen for a reason. I mean, obviously, Love, like I said, would go to the playoffs and whatever. By the time we had to make that move, Desmond was really ready to go. Again, we would have made it work if it had happened week one. We didn't bring a veteran in as a backup. I've said that before. But feel good about the way it worked out. And another reason I'm very optimistic about going into this season.
What is it going to be, Coach? We asked you last year. I'll ask you again as we wind down this interview. For Falcon fans, what's it going to be this season with Arthur Smith, this group? Exciting football, more scoring. Coach, we've heard you say, we got to score more points. We use that soundbite all the time on our show. What's it going to be? If you want to tell the Falcon fans a message right now about moving forward into this season, what would it be?
Yeah, we need to take the next step. I mean, our job when you have sustained success is, you know, the easiest way in the playoffs every year is win your division. You start there, you get into the dance, and, you know, that's your goal every year, to be the last team standing. So, and with this team, you know, I think, obviously, I expect us to take another step. You know, I think we're, like I told you guys earlier, we're going to play in a lot of multiple personnel. We're going to play a lot of guys because we have that depth. And we're going to try to control both lines of scrimmage and do it different ways. And we feel like we'll take another step, be a little more explosive offensively. And then, Dave, I mean, we're coming in there. And we're coming in there to fight you, and we're going to make it damn hard. But we feel good about this team. This team has a chance to be explosive, and it's going to be very physical.
We feel the same way. We've brought you some Hey Man Al for joining us. We've got your watermelon lime, and we've got your original OG. All right,
Dukes and Bros. So, what are you doing for the summer? You get relax after this week. You get to decompress.
Well, you know, I got an interesting opportunity. Ryan Nielsen and a couple of players. We're going to go on this USO tour to Germany and a couple of other stops internationally that I'm really fired up about. Spend a little bit of time with the family, but. Been this way all my wife's getting sick of me. Like, you know, normally you're kind of tired. It's been full go since July, and I have never been this excited since I've had this job. And I think in the time I've been in the NFL, like, I wake up every day and it's like three shots of espresso.
Well, Coach, pleasure as always. We love talking with you. You know that. We can't wait until camp rolls around and we start hitting people and things.
You not know. Us personally, but you know.
Yeah. You never know.
And things start to shake out for this club. Thank you again for sitting down with us as always. Enjoy the Hey Man Al. Enjoy your trip
really
overseas.
It.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Arthur Smith, guys, here at Flowery Branch. We're coming back. We got plenty more to get to. Braves in action tonight. And also, CP3's looking for a new home. It's Dukes and Bell.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.